weapons and conning. The guidance system will fully.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and I'm so happy you've joined us today for our lesson. Sometimes at Studio Classroom, we come across an organization that's affecting positive change in the lives of others. And when we do, we like to bring it to your attention. Today, we want to highlight the charity Soul of Africa and see how it's making a difference in the lives of people living in South Africa. Let's visit the word bank for a moment and review the word stitch, as in, I want to stitch together a small blanket for my baby. Next, we have the noun profit. Even though we spent a lot on supplies, we still made a profit at the bake sale. Okay, please open your magazines to page 21 and follow as we begin reading Shoes with Soul.
Shoes with Soul. The charity Soul of Africa produces shoes to help people in South Africa. In small factories in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, women stitch leather shoes. Before these factories opened, the women were unemployed, but now they earn money for their families. Shoes from these factories are sold online or sent to the U.S. or U.K., where people buy them. The profits from the sales go back to South Africa. The money helps to keep community centers in KwaZulu-Natal running. These centers serve children and families affected by AIDS. Soul of Africa makes this all possible.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Esther, and today we're talking about an organization. In fact, it's a charity. It's a group that helps people, and they are called Shoes with Soul. They help women and children in South Africa have jobs.
Now, I like this title. It's called Shoes with Soul, as Esther just said. And if something has soul, that means it has feeling and emotion. You might say, that singer sure has a lot of soul when she sings. It's kind of a fun title because shoes also have soles, S-O-L-E, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. So this organization is a charity that helps people in South Africa. So let's start learning about this charity. Esther, how does this charity work?
Well, this charity is located in South Africa in the city called KwaZulu-Natal, and there are many factories, and a factory is a place where people make things, make products to sell, and women will stitch leather shoes. Now, stitch is an important word. It's when you sew together pieces of cloth or leather, and when you make shoes, you need to stitch the top and bottom part together.
So stitching shoes is now a job for many women. As we see, before these factories opened, the women of KwaZulu-Natal were unemployed. That means they did not have jobs. They did not have employment. So they had no way to make money. But now they earn money for their families. They earn money by stitching shoes.
And they can support their children, they can let their children go to school, and they can buy food and the things they need. So where did they sell these shoes? Well, shoes from these factories are sold online, and this means they are sold on the internet, or they are sent to the United States, or UK, that stands for United Kingdom, or England and Ireland, where people will buy them. So these shoes are made in South Africa, but people overseas, around the world, can buy these shoes in other countries as well.
Yes, so if you ever go to England or you ever go to America, you could buy a pair of these shoes, and we're going to find out why it's important that these shoes sell. We see in the next line that the profits from the sales go back to South Africa. Now, a profit is just the money that you make by selling something or by doing a service for someone. After all of the costs have been paid, you make a profit. For example, if you want to open your own restaurant someday, you have to put a lot of your own money into buying a building and equipment and tables and chairs and food. But after all of that has been paid for, you receive money from customers. You receive a profit. So all of the money that is made from these shoes, it doesn't go to the stores selling the shoes. A lot of it goes back to South Africa. And what does it help do in South Africa?
Well, it helps keep the community centers in KwaZulu-Natal running. Now, a community center is a place, a center where they offer services to those in the community. And in fact, our text says these centers serve children and families affected by AIDS. So we know that AIDS, it stands for acquired immune deficiency syndrome, caused by the HIV virus, is a very, very serious disease. Many people die from AIDS, and many people in South Africa and in all of Africa are affected by AIDS. So children and families, they need food and medical costs, and the money from Shoes of Soul goes back to the community centers where these children and families are helped.
Yes, AIDS is a very, very serious disease all around the world, but specifically in Africa. And today we're talking about the problem in South Africa. So these shoes are being made to help people who do not have money, who are not employed, and who might be struggling to survive in an environment where AIDS is all around them and causes a lot of people not to be able to work and to make money. So this is a great charity, and it's Soul of Africa. This is the name of the charity, Soul of Africa, and they are the ones that make all of this possible. Well, Liz is going to give us a tip in Grammar on the Go right now, and we're going to take a break, but we'll be back to tell you more about this very special charity.
Hi there, friends. Greetings from Cape Town, South Africa. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about the charity Soul of Africa and how it enables women in South Africa to make shoes that would be sold online or in the US or UK, and the money they make from selling these shoes go to help community centers in South Africa that serve children and families affected by AIDS. As our article states, Soul of Africa makes this all possible. That's our grammar tip sentence, and for today, we're going to look at the phrase, to make something possible. This is a phrase we often see. It just means to cause something to become possible. So, going back to today's sentence, Soul of Africa causes all these charitable things to become possible. Use this phrase when you want to explain how someone or something enables something else to happen. For example, let's say a new law has been passed that allows children from low-income family to go to school for free. We can say, the new law makes it possible for children from low-income families to receive free education. Or, let's say a thief was able to break into a house because its alarm system was broken. So, we can say that the alarm system was broken, making it possible for the thief to break into the house. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again for joining me here today. I'll see you again on the next Grammar on the Go. Until then, this is Liz, signing off in Cape Town, South Africa. Bye-bye.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. There's a factory in South Africa that makes shoes. Yes, it's important that this factory makes a profit, but it's not so the owners can get rich. This factory exists to make money for the purpose of helping others have a better life. The name of the organization is Soul of Africa, and in a moment, we'll learn how it came into existence. Let's first look at the idiom, open one's eyes. The semester I spent studying in Europe really opened my eyes to other cultures. Next, you need to know the noun, manufacturer, as in this company is a major car manufacturer and has many factories. Okay, let's meet the founder of Soul of Africa, Lancelot Clark. Our reading continues at the top of the right-hand column.
Shoes with Soul. In 2003, Lancelot Clark, a sixth-generation member of the family that began Clark's Shoes, visited South Africa. The visit opened his eyes to the effects of the AIDS crisis. Deciding to help, Clark designed a shoe that could be made by women in their homes. He then teamed up with South African shoe manufacturers Mike and Sarah Getty. Together, they formed Soul of Africa, which employs over 70 women and helps children through 30 centers and other projects. By providing jobs and helping children, this charity proves shoes can have soul as well as souls.
Well, let's talk about how this great charity Shoes of Soul began. It began in 2003 when Lancelot Clark, a sixth generation member of the family that began the Clark's Shoes, visited South Africa. Now, first, before we go on, Chelsea, can you tell us what sixth generation means?
Sure, Esther. Well, a generation in this case is just talking about members of a family who are all about the same age. So a sixth generation means that it would go back many, many, many years to not only his father or his grandfather who started the business, but maybe a great, great, great grandfather who started the business. So for many years, this Clark's Shoes has been in this family, and year after year, people continue to run the business. So Lancelot Clark visited South Africa, and what did this visit do for Lancelot Clark?
Well, this visit changed his life. This visit opened his eyes to the effects of the AIDS crisis. And if something or someone opens your eyes to a situation, it means it helps you realize the truth about. So he realized how AIDS was affecting so many people, and he wanted to do something to help.
I'm glad that he decided to do this. Instead of just getting on an airplane and going back to his home where it's very comfortable, he decided to help. And in doing so, he helped, he came up with a shoe. He designed a shoe that could be made within somebody's home, that women could make inside their own homes. They didn't have to go out to a business to do this. They could do it right at home. And not only did he do that, but who did he team up with, Esther?
So he teamed up or worked together with South African shoe manufacturers Mike and Sarah Getty. Now, before we continue, let's take a look at this word manufacturer. A manufacturer is a company, or they are people who make or manufacture products in a company. So Mike and Sarah Getty, they owned factories in South Africa, and he worked together with them to make these shoes.
So Mike and Sarah Getty, along with Lancelot Clark, formed this very special organization, Soul of Africa, which now employs over 70 women. There are over 70 women currently in South Africa who know how to stitch shoes. And remember, those shoes then are sold in places like America and England. And that money helps not only those women's family, but as your text says, it also helps children through 30 different centers and other projects. So it goes to show that one person really, really can make a difference in this world. And that's exactly what Lancelot Clark decided to do with his Clark's Shoes Company.
Right. And he brought the skills. We know the Clark's Shoe Company. They're very popular. They're very famous from England. He taught these women the skills they needed so they could make money. They could be employed. They could support their families. But not only did he help these 70 women, this charity has also helped a lot of children and people in community centers or people who go there for services as well.
I have a special heart for this charity because I have actually spent some time in South Africa, and I have seen firsthand with my own eyes the crisis that AIDS causes in Africa and the damage that it does to families and especially children. So I appreciate Lancelot Clark and the Gettys for organizing this organization. It does a lot of good. It's an excellent charity. If you ever have a chance to buy a pair of Clark shoes, I encourage you to do that because the money is going to something very good. And we know that these shoes can have soul as well as their soles, the bottom part of the shoe that you walk on. So right now we have a very special video for you, and then we'll go to chat room. We'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Amidst this bleak scenario, a non-profit charity organization, Soul of Africa, established in 2004 by the owners of Michelle Footwear, have partnered with Rotary International to stem this growing lecherous tide.
When we embarked on this road of Soul of Africa, as absolute amateurs, I mean, we're basically shoemakers, cobblers. We didn't understand, and we thought that the way to go was to provide children with orphanages. And we've realized that that isn't the way to go. And the way to go is to actually help the kids in their natural environment, to help them where they have got aunts and uncles and friends around, so you do not take them out of their natural living environment. And that's how we hit on this child care development center.
In May 2008, Wilfred Wilkinson, the president of Rotary International, opened the second child development care center for the Valley of a Thousand Hills project. As Soul of Africa pursue their dream of giving every child a childhood. Together, they are feeding, nurturing, and educating the most defenseless victims of the AIDS pandemic.
The idea is to have more than a child care development center. It's a child care development center, it's a clinic, it's a football field, it's employment generation. So to really create centers of excellence where the community can really benefit. The Soul of Africa initiative is actually, it's a transference of skill of teaching unemployed women how to hand make shoes, sandals, and we've also now developed into footballs.
The Soul of Africa range of shoes is therefore more than an effort to appease the social conscience of business. It offers an opportunity of soul empowerment to everyone associated with the shoe, from the shoemakers to the children, and the feet that tread on the Soul of Africa.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Chat Room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. Hello, everyone. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Ken. So what would you like to chat about today?
Well, I noticed in today's lesson we see the phrase team up, but isn't team a noun?
Yes, most of the time team is used as a noun, but it can also be a verb, and we use it in this phrase, team up with someone. It means to join someone or a group of people to help them do something.
Oh, so Lancelot Clark joined with the South African shoe manufacturers.
That's right, Ken.
But you can also be in a team, right?
Not in a team. You can be on a team. You may play on a baseball or basketball team. And when you play on a team or work with others in a group, there must be lots of teamwork.
Does that mean that you have to work together as a team?
That's right, Ken. You work together in order to achieve a goal. And in order to do so, you need to be a team player.
A team player? A player is a player. Why add the word team?
Good question, Ken. Anyone on a team is a player. But if I'm a team player, then that means that I work well with the other players. But if I choose to be selfish and do only what benefits me, then I would not be called a team player.
So is this usage limited to sports teams?
No, you don't have to be on a sports team in order to be a team player. This term can be used for those working in any kind of group.
Team 就是一个球队或者任何运动比赛的一个队。广义的讲呢 ,Team 也可以是一个团队。一个球队的队员是一个 player, 他就是 on the team, 属于这个队，介系词用 on。但是一个 team player 是指有团队精神的队员。在比赛当中 ,team players 会和团队中其他的队友一起合作，他不会自己抢着去得分，而是把得分的机会做给队友，让队友得分，这就是一个 team player。 那队友之间呢，也会有好的 teamwork 团队精神。 team 当动词用在片语 team up with someone, 表示和某人协力合作。
That's all for today's chat room. Right now, it's time to go to a great team player, Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 stitch 这个动词。Stitch 是指用针缝合或者是绣，例如 Mom stitched my little brother's name on his school bag. 妈妈把弟弟的书包上绣上了他的名字，或者是 I stitched a new button on my trousers after the original one fell off. 我的裤子原来的扣子掉了，我缝了一个新的扣子上去，或者是 It only took the doctor 5 minutes to stitch up my wound. 医生花不到五分钟就缝合好的伤口。继续我们看的是 unemployed 这个形容词， un 是否定的自首， employed 是指受雇用的，所以 unemployed 是指失业的或者是没有工作的。例如 Larry has been unemployed for over 6 months now， Larry 现在已经失业超过6个月了。 unemployed 也可以当名词，意思就是指失业者。例如 The unemployed of the country have become a social problem，这个国家中失业的人已经成为社会的问题了。最后我们看的是 soul, S-O-L-E 这个名词，虽然它和灵魂这个字是同音，但是 soul 是指脚底、鞋底或者是袜子的底部。例如 The soul of this shoe needs to be repaired, 这只鞋子的鞋底需要修理，或者是 There are several holes in the soles of his socks, 他的袜底有好几个破洞，或者是The soles of these boots are starting to get worn out. 这双靴子的鞋底开始有磨损。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Shoes with Soul. The charity Soul of Africa produces shoes to help people in South Africa.In small factories in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, women stitch leather shoes. Before these factories opened, the women were unemployed, but now they earn money for their families. Shoes from these factories are sold online or sent to the U.S. or U.K., where people buy them. The profits from the sales go back to South Africa.The money helps to keep community centers in KwaZulu-Natal running. These centers serve children and families affected by AIDS. Soul of Africa makes this all possible. In 2003, Lancelot Clark, a sixth-generation member of the family that began Clark's Shoes, visited South Africa. The visit opened his eyes to the effects of the AIDS crisis. Deciding to help,Clark designed a shoe that could be made by women in their homes. He then teamed up with South African shoe manufacturers Mike and Sarah Getty. Together, they formed Soul of Africa, which employs over 70 women and helps children through 30 centers and other projects. By providing jobs and helping children, this charity proves shoes can have soul as well as souls.
I always enjoy learning about people or organizations who make it a goal to reach out and help others. Friends, if you want to learn more about Soul of Africa, log on to their website, www.soulofafricacharity.org. By the way, the words soul, S-O-L-E, and soul, S-O-U-L, are what we call homophones.Taken from the ancient Greek language, the word homophone literally means same sound. Unfortunately, there are hundreds of homophones waiting to challenge the ears of you, the English language learner. Can you think of any other examples? I'll get you started with the word two, spelled T-O, or T-W-O, or is it T-O-O? Friends, join us tomorrow for another lesson here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Have a great day!
听力课堂, 听class.com